Sagt in my Brisa says one may not buy an animal with Maisa Sheni money outside of Yishalayim. If he did, if it was B'shoigig, then the sale is voided and the money was turned to the buyer. And if it was done in Maisa, then the animal is to be brought to Yishalayim and eaten there. Yehuda says this is only if the animal was brought with intention to bring it as a Shlomim. However, if his intent was to make the Maisa money into Chulin, then whether it was done B'shoigig or Maisa, the sale is voided and the money is returned. In fact, we learned that Yehuda says that if one intentionally uses Maisa Sheni money to be Mekadosh a woman, the Kedushin is valid. So why does he say over here in the Brisa that the sale is void? So Rabbi Elazar said that the case of Kedushin is different because a woman sees that the Maisa money does not become Chulin because nothing else is becoming Kedushin in his place. Therefore, we can presume that she'll take the money to Yerushalayim to buy food there, and we don't have to avoid the Kedushin. In a transaction like the Brisa, the seller will not take the money to Yerushalayim because he sees that the animal has taken the place of the Maisa Sheni money, and therefore, we have a different result. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, if someone uses Maisa Sheni money to buy a non-kosher animal, or slaves, or land, in which case the seller knows that the Maisa Sheni money cannot lose its Kedusha to those items, and yet a Mishnah says that in that case, the buyer must use other money in place of the Maisa Sheni money he spent on these items. We see that we don't say that since the seller knows that the money did not become Chulin, he'll take them to Yerushalayim and buy food there. Why is it that we say that the woman will do that? And tomorrow, the case of Kedusha is discussing a woman who is well versed in the halachas, and that's why we can assume that she understands and will take the money to Yerushalayim. Fact Gemara, why is it that in this mission the sale remains effective, but the buyer must now use other money to make up for the Maisa Sheni money that he spent? But in the case of the Brisa, we said that the sale is voided and the money is returned. Shmuel said the mission is discussing where the seller ran away and we can no longer get the money back from him. Fact Gemara, this suggests that if the seller had not ran away, we would say that the sale is voided and the money is returned. That penalizes the seller by making him lose the sale. Why not penalize the buyer who actually did the wrong and make him have to spend new money for food in Yerushalayim? Gemara said, if not for the seller, the buyer would not have been able to do the Averis. But still, it's the buyer who actually does the Averis, he should be penalized. Marcel, we penalize based on where the Usra item is. Since the money right now is sitting by the seller, it's him who must suffer the lost sale. Zuck, the next mission, if a man is Mekadosh a woman with Orla, with Klayim of the Klaya Kerem, with an ox that was sentenced to be stoned, with an Egla Rufa, with the birds of a Metzaira, with the hair of a Nazir, with the Bechor of a donkey, Petach Amar, with meat cooked in milk, Basa Becholav, or with a Chulin animal that was Shechted in the Azar, all these items are Asar Bahana, so she's not Mekadosh. However, if he sold any of these items and used the money as Kedushin, she is Mekadosh. First, the Marv goes through, how do we know all these things are Asar Bahana? How do we know Orla is Asar Bahana? Bryce says, learn from an extra pasuk of Vararaltam or Losoy. How do we know that Klei HaKerem is Asur Bahana? Chizkiya learns this from the pasuk of Pen Tikdash, which he dashens as if it says Pen Tukad Esh, it shall be burned in fire. Rav Ashri dashens the pasuk to mean Pen Yihyeh Kodesh, it becomes Asur like Hegdesh. According to Rav Ashri, reflecting more, we should say that Klayim can be redeemed like Hegdesh. Mar said that now we have to use the teretz of Chizkiya. Next, reflecting more, how do we know that an ox that was sentenced to be stoned is Asur Bahana? And for the Gemara, Brisa says the pasuk regarding such an ox says the ox shall be stoned and its meat may not be eaten. Now it's obviously that it can't be eaten if it was stoned, if it was killed by stoning, it has to be shechted. The pasuk is teaching that even if it was shechted after being sentenced for stoning, its meat may not be eaten. The pasuk of Ubal Hashor Naki teaches that it's also bahano. The Gemara asks, maybe if it was shechted after the sentence it's mutter to eat, and the pasuk of it's when it says that its meat may not be eaten, maybe that's just teaching that it's also bahano. That we find the Rebbe Avoh and the Rebbe Elazar says that the isser of eating written in the Torah is an isser to have ano as well. And for the Gemara, that's only true when we also learn the isra of eating from the words that say do not eat. But in the case of the ox, we learn they may not eat it, the ox from the words of the ox shall be stoned. Therefore, the isra hanok can't be learned from the words do not eat. That's one terrace. Or we can say that since the pasuk said do not eat the meat, instead of saying do not eat it, these extra words, the meat teaches that even if it was shechted when it was alive, it's still asr to eat. Mazutra asks, maybe it's only asr if it was shechted with a stone and it's therefore a stoned ox, but if it was shechted with a knife, a metal knife, after the sentence, maybe it would still be mutter to eat. Mar says there's never a requirement to shecht using a knife. A mission teaches that any sharp and smooth object may be used for shechita, so therefore you can't differentiate between these different types of sharp materials of shechita. Since we can learn the isser of eating and of having hanah from lo Yeyochel, so what does the pasuk of Bal Hashor Naki come to teach? Where it says it comes to teach that not only is the meat osir, but rather even the skin is osir b'ano as well. In fact, according to the Tanom, who uses pasuk for another drasha, how do they learn that the skin is osir as well? And for the Gemara, they learn it from the words es bisaray, which is hatofel bisaray, which is secondary to the meat, meaning the skin. The other view doesn't darshan the word es, and therefore he doesn't have a drasha from there.